Show.
The Drew.
Bill Show.
The Drew.
Bill Show.
You know he's gonna speak what's on his mind all the time. Never hold back, let it go. It's the Drew.
Bill Show.
The Drew.
Bill Show.
The Drew.
Bill Show.
The Drew.
Bill Show.
Broadcasting and streaming live from the center of the universe over the Blog Talk Radio Network, out of that ill state in the city of the wind. Whether you need a deeper love, chopping it up in a barbershop, or crossing over a bridge on the soul train, come on in, join the party with your boy, the Blog Talk Radio King, Drew Pillow.
Well, I guess that would be me, Drew Pillow. Welcome to my show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Thank you for tuning in via the Blog Talk Radio Network or whatever mode you've chosen to take tonight. Also, to my new friends on the BlakeRadio.com network, tonight we have a very special show for you. Very special show. Very special. Did I say very special? Yeah, I meant that. Because tonight's show is very special because we have a very special guest. Ah, man, the work I do for you people to get these people to come and be guests on my show, I think I should start charging you. But I'm cooler than that. So what I want to do without any further ado is I want to set the tone for something that I'm sure will be an enlightening experience for many of you listeners tonight. Tonight's special guest is a guy by the name of Dr. Bradley Nelson, right? And what he is is a holistic chiropractic physician, a craniopath, and medical intuitive. Also, he's a specialist in the emerging fields of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. And he has a book out called The Emotion Code, and it is full of information that will, at the very least, open your eyes. But if you're like me, it'll blow your mind. This guy is, I'm excited. It takes a lot to get me excited, but tonight I'm excited. And so let me get my drum roll ready so we can get this show underway. Drum roll, Mr. Studio Man. There you go. So my very special caller, I'm so dramatic, right? Dr. Bradley Nelson, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Drew. Great to be here.
Thank you. I apologize for the theatrics. I'm kind of it's just my style.
Okay.
It's my personality. But okay. I don't want that to subtract from the seriousness of this interview, because I have a list here of questions that I want to ask you. But before I do all that, I want to ask about this description I just gave of you. A holistic chiropractic physician, a craniopath, and medical intuitive. Can you just, you know, expand on what that is? Like a craniopath, I had never heard of that word before reading your bio. So can you just elaborate a little bit for us on what that exactly is?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing with the bones of the skull, and this is not. This doesn't really have anything to do with the emotion code, except that that it is part of what I learned to do when I was in practice, is that the skull itself is like the most amazing three-dimensional jigsaw puzzle in the world, and the bones of the skull move and can become misaligned and imbalanced, and there aren't very many people in the world who know how to realign and correct imbalances of the skull. And that's what it means to be a craniopath. The holistic part of the holistic chiropractic physician, first of all, I graduated as a chiropractor from Life Chiropractic College West in June of 1988.
Uh-huh.
And I became a holistic chiropractor. And really what that means is simply that as a holistic doctor, what you try to do is you try to look at all possible options. You try to figure out what is really wrong with your patient. You try to understand what that patient really needs. Because what you're trying to do, of course, is help that patient get well. And, you know, one of the interesting things about the work that I did as opposed to the work that medical doctors do, for example, is if you go to a medical doctor and you've got some kind of pain or some kind of symptom, typically they will give you some kind of a medication to suppress that symptom, right?
Yes.
And my position, the kind of practice that I had, I didn't have a license to prescribe medication or do surgery, so I was left with this dilemma of actually having to figure out what was really wrong with people. And so that's what I did, and I got really good at it. During the last 10 years that I was in practice, I specialized in working with people that had been told that there was really no cure for them medically, people who were suffering from fibromyalgia, for example, which is pain all over the body, or chronic fatigue syndrome or lupus or other kinds of problems. And I was kind of like the old Marcus Welby type of doctor, really. If you are too young, I'm sure, to remember that show.
No, that was my guy. That was, oh, man, I could tell you who it was. I could see him. But, yeah, Marcus Welby was the guy. He cared.
Yeah. Yeah, he was amazing. And he saw families and kids and so on. And so I had sort of a family practice as a chiropractor, and I saw all kinds of things. As time went on, what I found was that the single biggest underlying reason for people's problems was their emotional baggage that they were carrying. Now, whether a person came in to see me with migraine headaches or with infertility or with asthma or back pain or digestive problems or more exotic diseases, what I found was that this baggage, this emotional baggage that we sometimes talk about, and we say things like, oh, you know, he's just got a lot of emotional baggage. Well, it's actually a true thing, and it's much more true and much more concrete than I had ever imagined before. But what I found was that if I could get rid of a person's emotional baggage, oftentimes pain would just magically disappear. And the diseases that people had that they'd been diagnosed with were much, much more able to be healed by the body itself. And so eventually I started teaching seminars on this method that I had gradually developed over time that we now call the emotion code. And I got a message from up above in about 2002 that I needed to get out of my practice. I needed to write a book, which I finally did write and published in 2007, called The Emotion Code, which now is in a number of different languages and is changing lives all over the world. But the message that I got was that this wasn't just for me. This was really for the whole world. And the Emotion Code is the simplest and fastest and easiest technique that's ever been devised to release our emotional baggage. It's very rapid. It can be done by children and adults, and it's really quite remarkable. But to understand how it works, and I know that you have some questions, but I'm thinking that probably some of these I'll probably be answering and addressing here as we go.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that you need to understand is that is really who you really are. You really are a being of pure energy. If you look at your hand, for example, your hand looks pretty solid, and you can slap it down on the desk, and it makes a nice solid sound. But if you were to magnify your hand 40 times, the hand wouldn't look the same at all. You'd be looking at maybe the individual cells in the hand. If you blew that hand up to 850,000 power magnification, you'd be looking at the molecules that make up the hand, like maybe a strand of DNA. And if you zoomed in on a little piece of that strand of DNA, at a million power magnification, you'd be looking face-to-face with a single individual atom. And, excuse me, if you could look inside of that atom, you see there's really nothing in there except empty space and some little infinitesimally tiny energies that are zipping around at the speed of light. That is really what you are. That is what all of us are. The chair you're sitting in, that's what it is. The earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. We're really nothing, when you get right down to the very core, we're really nothing but pure energy. We're beings of pure energy. Well, we know that thought is energy also, and we can measure thoughts electronically. And emotions are energy as well. Now, what we believe is that every emotion has its own specific frequency, or specific vibrational signature. So if you're feeling an emotion of anger, that's a different vibration that you're feeling than an emotion of sadness or an emotion of frustration or whatever. They're all different, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about your own life and the emotions that you felt, good or bad, I believe that emotions are there for a big reason. I can't imagine life without emotions. They lend color to our lives, and without them, I don't think life would really be worth living if we didn't have emotions. But sometimes we go through these intense emotional events that can really disrupt us because they can leave us with emotional baggage. And we now, for the first time, really understand what emotional baggage really is. Emotional baggage consists of what we call trapped emotions. Mm-hmm. Now, normally when you feel an intense emotion, that emotion is felt, it's processed immediately, and you move on with your life. However, sometimes the energy of that emotion, sometimes the anger or the depression or the sadness or the resentment, whatever it is so powerful that it's too powerful, and that energy can become trapped in the body. And these trapped emotions can be very damaging. They can actually occur at any age. It's not that uncommon to see them where they've actually been picked up in the womb, typically from mother, sometimes from father. Sometimes they're actually inherited. So in other words, at the moment of conception, Drew, it's possible that you might have picked up an emotional energy from your mom or your dad, and they might have picked that up from another, from their mom or dad, and they could go back a number of generations, and that might be interfering with your life right now. Not an uncommon thing. But what happens is these trapped emotions will contribute to inflammation and to pain and congestion and many diseases, including cancer, and they're an underlying cause of depression and anxiety and PTSD, phobias, panic attacks, self-sabotage, mental illness, and more. Now, a trapped emotion, it took me a long time to figure this out, Drew, because you can't see these things. They're completely invisible. But a trapped emotion, we find, is typically a ball of invisible energy that's about the size of a baseball to about the size of a cantaloupe. They can vary a little bit in size. But they will always lodge somewhere in the physical body. And wherever they lodge, they will distort that normal energy field of the body. Now, it's important for you to get your head out, or get your head around.
Yeah.
What I meant was, get your head around this idea that your body, even though it seems so physical and so solid, it's actually pure energy. And so if you can understand how, when you have that body of pure energy of yours, it should be just pure energy. But when you introduce a trapped emotion into that energy field, what ends up happening is that trapped emotional energy will distort the normal energy field that is your body. And when you distort that normal energy field, it causes tissue imbalance and eventual physical symptoms. And so some of the things that I have seen helped by releasing trapped emotions, where trapped emotions were either the underlying cause, the sole cause, or a major contributing factor. Here's a short list: acid reflux, allergies, caused by emotional baggage. Think about all these are caused by emotional baggage, or at least I've seen them caused by emotional baggage. Abdominal pain, asthma, back pain, Bell's palsy, cancer. In fact, every cancer that I've ever seen has always had trapped emotions in those tissues as part of that, as part of the reason for that cancer, I believe. Carpal tunnel syndrome, chest pain, yeah, chronic fatigue, Crohn's disease, colitis, constipation, diabetes, dyslexia, eye pain, fibromyalgia, headaches, heartburn, or GERD, hip pain, hypoglycemia, impotency, infertility, irritable bowel syndrome, joint pain, knee pain, low back pain, hypothyroidism, lupus, migraines, multiple sclerosis, neck pain, Parkinson's, shoulder pain, sinus problems, tennis elbow, vertigo. That's not a complete list, but that's a partial list, was all the things I could fit onto the page, of things that I've actually seen that were helped by releasing emotional baggage. Because, again, what these things do, and we all have them, what they do is they distort that normal energy field of the body. And by doing that, they distort the body itself, and if you distort the body, you distort the energy field of the body. You're really ultimately distorting the body's tissues. And when you do that, you end up having pain and malfunction. And to give you an idea how powerful and how intense this can be at times, I'll tell you a story. I had a patient who came into me. She'd been a patient of mine for a few months. And one day she came in and she said that she thought she was having a heart attack. And I told my staff we might need an ambulance, and I did some checking on her, and her vital signs were okay, and I started getting some answers and doing some testing and asking her subconscious mind what was really going on. And the answer that I got back was there was a trapped emotion. Now, this lady had crushing chest pain, difficulty breathing. The left side of her face was completely numb. Her left arm was completely numb. And those can be symptoms of heart attack. And, in fact, that's what it looked like. But anyway, what I found was there was a trapped emotion. And I looked it up, and we have the emotion code is such a simple, easy way to find these. You can usually, once you know how to do it, you can find an emotion like this in usually less than 60 seconds. We found this emotion, and the emotion was sadness. Or grief. Let's see. No, I think it was grief, actually. It went back. I started asking questions, and I'm muscle testing her to get these answers. That's how we get questions. That's how we ask questions of the subconscious mind and get answers. And it went back 3 years, and that's as far back as it would go. And at that point, she burst into tears, and she said, "I can't believe that's still affecting me. I thought I dealt with all that." And I said, "Well, what happened to you?" She said that her husband had an affair 3 years before, and it destroyed her marriage. And she ended up getting divorced, and she cried an awful lot of tears back then. But she went to therapy, spent a year in therapy, and she'd recently gotten remarried. So as far as she was concerned, that was all ancient history. But as far as her physical body was concerned, that energy was right there, and it was still with her. And it was so intense that it was actually simulating a heart attack. So we released that trapped emotion very quickly and easily. And there's a simple procedure that we use to do that. It just literally takes seconds. And within about 3 to 5 seconds, the feeling came back into her arm, whoosh, and into her face. And the chest pain and the difficulty breathing was all gone. And if I hadn't been there to see this happen at the time, I would not have believed it. But it left me just reeling with awe, wondering how could an emotion like that create that kind of a physical symptom. I mean, it looked like she was having a heart attack. You know, that was 20-some years ago. She's never had another problem. But you know, now there's a whole cardiac syndrome that doctors are talking about finally now and saying that, well, if you have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to go to the ER, but it may be that you're not having a heart attack. It may be that you're suffering from this sick heart syndrome where it's really more about a broken heart. And now they're saying that, yes, you can die of a broken heart, and people do all the time, and many have died of a broken heart. And I think that that's probably what would have happened to her, is that if we had not released that emotional energy, she probably would have died of a broken heart.
Is that similar? I'm loving. I totally enjoy listening to you talk because, I mean, you sound like a very polished speaker, and I'm so awestruck. I'm shaking my head and nodding, which is not good for radio, but I enjoy the fact that you are such a good speaker, and I want you to continue. I just want to ask you really quickly, is that, dying of a broken heart, is that like with my grandparents? My grandma passed. And then within 6 months, my granddad just went to sleep and didn't wake up. You know, things like that when elderly couples, just one dies and the other one just passes away right afterwards. Is that kind of like dying of a broken heart? Is it, or am I kind of off a little bit?
It might be. It might be. Those people, couples like that have been together, I think the longer they've been together, the more likely that is to happen. And we know statistically that if one person in a relationship like that dies, the other person is a lot more likely to die themselves within that first year. So so that's, yeah, not uncommon. And
okay.
It could be. But a lot of the time, like I said, what happens, what they're finding now, is people will go in to the ER or they'll call an ambulance because they think they're having a heart attack. And they'll run all the tests on them, and they'll come back to them and they'll say, well, there's really nothing wrong with your heart. If that's what happens to you, then what's probably going on is that you've got emotional baggage that is actually creating the symptoms of that heart attack or that created those symptoms. It's not unusual. So, again, if you think you're having a heart attack, by all means, call an ambulance. But don't be too surprised if they come back and tell you that that happens. So I don't know. I don't know how many. I don't know what the statistics are yet on that. I think they're still finding that out. But trapped emotions can do this. They will distort the normal energy field of the body, and they can create all kinds of symptoms. I mean, I have seen literally thousands of cases now where people are in acute physical pain, and we release the trapped emotion, and the pain is instantly gone. And you'd be amazed. In fact, one of the stories in the book that I was thinking about the other day was a woman who came to me, and she had pain in one of her ovaries. It was really hurting her, and it was about an 8 or a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale, so it was really bothering her. And so I checked her to see what the pain was coming from, and it was actually a trapped emotion. And so I asked some more questions, and it turned out that through testing, we were able to figure out very quickly that this pain was actually from a trapped emotion of frustration. And I asked if it was from a male or a female. It was from a female. I happened to ask if it was about her mother, and the answer was yes. And right at that point, she says, "Oh, my mother." She called me a few days ago, and she dumped all this stuff on me. She said, "I wish you would just get out of my life and leave me alone." You know, and actually, that's what it was, see? And the pain had started 3 days before, see? So I released that trapped emotion, and the pain, boom, was just instantly gone, just vanished, poof. And that's very, 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 very common. What we find is that 90%, now listen to this, I'm not kidding you, 90% of the pain that people have is due to these trapped emotions, is due to emotional baggage, 90%. So if you are in pain right now, there's a 9 out of 10 possibility that 9 to 1 odds that that pain is from emotional baggage. But these trapped emotions don't only cause physical pain. Depending on where they lodge in the body, they can cause other problems as well. For example, if a trapped emotion lodges in your neck, it might cause neck pain. If it lodges in the area of your liver, it might interfere with your immune system. If it lodges in the area of the stomach, you might end up with ulcers. If it lodges in the small intestine, you might have digestive difficulty. You might end up with irritable bowel syndrome and so on. So that's why these trapped emotions can cause so many different kinds of symptoms with people. Now, the other thing that these cause is very interesting. And I didn't understand this at first, but when I first started releasing these trapped emotions on people, it didn't take long before people came back to me and they would say things that were interesting. I remember one particular patient that came in for low back pain. And we found a trapped emotion of anger that was actually lodged in his low back. It was creating this pain for his low back. And we cleared that trapped emotion of anger, and he immediately felt better. But a couple of days later, he came back into me, and he said, "You know, Doc," he said, "you cleared that trapped emotion of anger for me, and my low back feels great. But there's something else that's happened to me that I don't understand." He said, "I used to have a hair trigger temper. I used to always be on the verge of blowing up at my wife or getting angry at my kids or being angry at work." And he said, "Now, somehow, that feels like it's gone. I just feel relaxed and kind of peaceful. How did you do that?" And at that time, you know, 20-some years ago, I said, "Well, I really have no idea. I don't know." But now we're understanding what's happening. You see, when you have a trapped emotion, literally what's going on in your body is you have a literal ball of energy, a literal ball of emotion, if you will, a ball of emotional energy. This guy had a ball of anger in his back. And, of course, these are invisible, but nevertheless, they're there. And so when a situation would arise in his life, he would tend to become angry much more easily, much more readily than he otherwise would. Why? Because part of his body was already vibrating and humming away at that resonance, at that vibrational frequency. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
How these work.
Yeah. This is not only a lot of it is just really, if you think about it, is really calm. It makes sense. It's not like I have to have a medical degree to understand it. It makes sense. We it's pretty common knowledge that people, you know, we use the generic term, people have baggage, but you're giving us the kind of scientific explanation of it, because we kind of know that people walk around with baggage and people are damaged from damaging events. And not only that, but we've been having guests who have been saying, you know, show after show, that we're all energy and we're all everything is energy. So we kind of been prepared for this. One thing that I think is really outstanding, because it almost sounds like you have a choice, okay? If you have pain, and it's real shocking to know that death and tons of disease is caused by this root issue of emotional baggage. And it's almost like, okay, you have a choice. Go to the hospital and let them treat the symptoms, or you can get into a process of treating the cause. And then you said it's rapid. You know, it's not like, okay, we'll start this process and it'll take 10 years and $200 million. You said that this is a rapid and easy to perform technique that you've laid out for us.
And it's, yes, and that's really the beauty of it, that anyone can learn how to do this. In fact, let me tell you a story. But first, let me explain what happens just a little bit more here. When you have a trapped emotion, as I was talking about this gentleman with the low back pain, the emotion of anger, and how he didn't feel angry anymore, well, those tissues that are within that sphere of emotional energy are in a continual state of vibrational resonance with that emotion, whatever it is. So in other words, those tissues, I believe, are literally feeling that emotion all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that can go on for your whole life, see? So when we release these, suddenly that vibrational energy is no longer there. And so as a result, we see things get well, things like anxiety, depression, frigidity, inability to achieve success or to find love or to overcome adversity, isolation, learning disabilities, mental illnesses, night terrors, panic attacks, phobias, self-sabotage, and suicidal tendencies. I've seen people suicidally depressed get well literally in a matter of days with this work. And I've seen people who could not find love, who could not find success, I've seen their lives turn around. Now, to understand how we can do this and how we can find these energies and get this information, we need to talk about the subconscious mind, but before we do, I have to tell you that this work is so simple that I was talking recently with a woman who was telling me that her son, 11 years old, read the Emotion Code book, and he listened to the audios of the Emotion Code book, and he started practicing with his friends. He's 11 years old. And a couple of weeks later, a woman called her up, and she identified herself as the mother of one of his playmates, and she said, listen, your son has been doing this muscle testing and working with emotions with the kids. And she said, I didn't pay much attention, but she said, my son has had a phobia of water for many years. And she said, he's out in the pool right now. And she said, I don't understand how this works or what your son is doing, but can you please explain to me? Because I need to know what's happening here. 11 years old, that's how easy this is. Kids can do this. So, but to understand how we get this information and how this can be so easy, you have to understand a little bit about the conscious mind versus the subconscious mind. You know, if you're hooked up to a lie detector or a polygraph machine, that will generally reveal the truth about what's going on with you. You might be a very convincing liar, but the people standing around listening to you, they might be thinking that you're telling the truth, but the person reading the machine can tell that you're not, and because your body responds automatically and innately knows the difference between truth and falsehood and so on. Well, if you think about an iceberg, there's been a lot in the news lately about the Titanic because of the anniversary of the Titanic and so on, 100 years ago. If you think about an iceberg, if you've ever seen a picture of an iceberg, the part that you see that's above the water is not much. It's maybe 10%, and that's how it is. The rest of that is underwater, that
yep.
huge iceberg. And
mm-hmm.
that's a great analogy for the conscious mind versus the subconscious mind. our conscious mind is like the tip of the iceberg, and it might be 10% of us, 10% of our intelligence, but the other part of our intelligence, that 90% of us, is a holographic archiving computer. It's remembering everything we've ever done, every face you've ever seen in a crowd, everything you've ever eaten or tasted or touched or smelled. It's all logged in there, every moment of your life. The beauty of it is it's also a binary computer, which means we can ask yes or no questions, and it will give us answers. And the information about the trapped emotions that you have is in your subconscious mind, and so we can access that information using muscle testing. And we can determine what the subconscious mind already knows, and that's how this works. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to share a very simple method of tapping into the subconscious mind for your listeners right now that we call the sway test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So here's how this works. If you think about a plant, okay, if you put a plant near a window and you give it water and feed it and so on, if you come back a month later and you haven't moved the plant, you'll see that it's growing towards the light coming in from the window. And that's normal. Plants will grow towards that positive input. Now, plants will also, everybody knows that, but not that many people know that plants will also grow away from a negative input. For example, if you put a speaker in front of a plant and that speaker is playing harsh music, like heavy metal music or, you know, screamo, that type of stuff, the plant will grow away from that speaker. In fact, even the roots will grow away from that input. On the other hand, if you play music that's very soothing, like classical music or Enya, things like that, the plant will tend to grow towards the speaker. Isn't that interesting? Well, the human body has this same ability. It has an innate ability to sway forward towards thoughts of truth or positivity or congruency, and it will also sway backward away from thoughts of incongruency or negativity or falsehood. And so I'd like you to try this. Now, we normally do this standing, but you can also do this sitting as long as you're sitting up straight and your back isn't touching your chair. If you're standing,
I'm standing.
Just drop your hands down by your sides. Okay. Are you standing?
Yeah, I'm standing. Are you standing?
Okay, great.
All right. We're standing here.
Yeah. Okay, great. So close your eyes and drop your hands down to your sides and just completely relax. Completely relax. Just stand there as relaxed as you can. And you'll notice that there's a little bit of movement in the body. You know, it's impossible to stand perfectly still, and that's okay. But what I'd like you to do right now is I'd like you to think about something. Let's first of all start with something negative that will make the body sway backwards, and then we'll switch to something positive that will make the body sway forward. I want you to be able to feel what your subconscious mind wants here. Let's first of all think about the most negative thing that I can think of, which is war. Now, if you think about war, you know, we hear that word every day, but if you think about war and you imagine what really goes on in war, bombs being dropped, people killing other people, people being maimed and crippled, families being destroyed. The moment you start to get into resonance with that thought, as you're standing there very relaxed or sitting very relaxed, your body will start to sway backward away from that. The moment you get into resonance with that, imagine that you had to, imagine trying to explain what war is to someone from another planet where war is unknown. Imagine trying to explain to them, well, here are the things that really go on in war. Here's what we really do to each other. Here's what goes on. Imagine. So are you swaying backwards yet?
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
Yeah,
one?
We are.
Okay. Okay, now let's switch to something really positive. You see, what that is it's your spirit within you that is trying to get away from the sheer negativity of that thought. Your spirit inside of you, your intelligence, it doesn't like that, and so it wants to sway backward and get away from that. Now let's see what your body does with this one. You ready? Here we go. Once again, just stand there very clear, very relaxed, and or sit there very relaxed. And with your eyes closed, just imagine that you're surrounded with unconditional love. Imagine that everyone in the world has a heart overflowing with love for you. Imagine that every being on the planet is filled with love for you, that you're surrounded with love, that you're the most popular person on the planet. Everyone loves you. There's not a person on earth that doesn't love you with all their heart. Imagine how amazing that would be. You're probably already feeling this sway forward. But now, imagine that you are capable of giving pure unconditional love. Imagine that the love that fills your being, that fills your heart for every being in the world, for every creation, is so powerful and so huge that your heart can't even contain that love, and that love fills the universe. Imagine what that would feel like to be capable of that kind of unconditional love. And I know that a lot of people right now are right on their tiptoes as their body is swaying forward. Right, can you feel that?
Yeah. We had somebody here in the studio actually took a step forward, and I started leaning forward as soon as you started describing the surrounded by unconditional love. That is cool. I love it. I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I am going to I want to mention to the listeners, this is the Drew Pillow Show, and we are on deck with Dr. Bradley Nelson, author of The Emotion Code. And what we're doing tonight is we're talking about what The Emotion Code is about and what it can do for you in your life. I do need to mention that for our listeners, there is a very exclusive, special, super-duper, all the bells and whistles, discount. You can purchase Dr. Nelson's book, as well as I think you have a DVD, an audio, the whole package. Everything has been hugely discounted, and you can find a link to go and check that out on my Blog Talk Radio show page. You can visit drewpillow.com, and there's a link posted there as well. I saw the price. It's irresistible, so I'm going to make the purchase. I'm sold on this, and it's almost like an act of self love. If you really listen to the benefits, like pain, you want to live a pain free life, but you also want to live a life full of the most happiness and joy. And we know that things happen. It was explained that, traumatic things happen, and we all know about post-traumatic stress disorder, but to understand that the root of a lot more ailments and conditions can be traced back to, I don't want to use incorrect verbiage, but some type of an emotional trauma. Can we say something like that?
Sure, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can, and this is what's offered is a rapid and easy solution. Rapid, easy, that's my kind of conversation right there. Rapid, easy, and effective. You got me. I mean, what else can I do? So I'm going to go ahead and purchase it, and I will be updating you guys, but you probably won't need to hear my voice. You'll probably feel the energy jumping off me and find yourself leaning forward towards me as you listen to my future shows. I got a list of questions, Dr. Nelson. I didn't want to cut you short if you still have more to say before I go into the questions. They're actually the questions that I got emailed to me. And you did cover most of them. Yeah, actually, what's left? No, there's more. And also, here's a question I do want to ask right now. Can guests call in and have you tell them what their trapped emotions are?
Absolutely, sure.
Good.
And if you want to do that, we can certainly do that. I'll tell you what works great is if people want to call in that are in pain, those demonstrations are usually very vivid and very powerful. And I like to take people that are at least about a 7 on a 0 to 10 scale. Okay, if you're a 7 or above, then that's
7.
Great. And yes, we can
like
do
that.
You bet.
That's like the emergency room little smiley face chart that says how great is your pain.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
If you're a 10,
cool.
You're calling 911. If you're a 7, you're looking for painkillers desperately.
Okay, so if you're not quite a 10 and you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio Live.
Oh, you can be a 10 if you want, but you got to be at least a 7 or above, I think.
7 or above. I want to let you know right now that our call-in number is 424-258-9300, 424-258-9300. When you call in, you'll be prompted to press the number 1 or 2. Is it chronic pain? Not the chronic you smoke. So press the 1 or the 2, and you will be able to show me an indicator that you're ready to talk to Dr. Bradley Nelson. Pardon me? The number is 1. Thank you. I said 1 or 2. Does that cover it? See, I got chronic. I don't have chronic pain. I wanted to be the first volunteer, Doc.
Oh, you can be the first volunteer. Let's work with you.
But I don't have chronic pain. But I do.
Well, that's okay.
Oh,
the
I do.
Only
Wait,
reason...
I do. I have chronic pain. I'm sorry. My wife is in the studio, and she is telling me. I have chronic pain. I do. I have chronic pain. And she's it. But that doesn't count, does it, really? Seriously. No, I do. I have pain. But I also, you know, I just want to be, check me out. They want to see me go first. People are...
Okay, sure. That's fine. Well, let's go ahead and we'll work with you. Now, what particular issue would you like me to work on?
What's the menu? Give me a simplify. Give me like a 1, 2, 3.
Trapped emotions can cause all kinds of problems, from self-sabotage to depression, anxiety, phobias, on and on and on. They cause all kinds of physical pain. The reason why I mentioned pain as far as your listeners is because it's an easy thing to demonstrate with the emotion code, because people can immediately tell that their pain, if their pain is a 7 or above and it goes to a 1 or a 0, they know it. They can immediately tell. And so that's easy to demonstrate on a call like this. But trapped emotions cause all kinds of problems, including all kinds of mental issues and so on. So I'm happy to check you for whatever you'd like.
So I can it can be a mental issue, it can be some physical pain, emotional baggage. Okay, I don't want to do the pain, I want to do the mental issues.
Because all, mental that, issues. That's fine.
All that is me. I mean, I'm a happy mentally challenged person, but no, I would like to know me in terms of the mental or emotional situations. The pain is something I'll address when I buy the materials tonight at the end of this show. So
okay, well, let me ask you, is there any particular issue that you have then that you'd like to deal with as far as any particular mental, emotional type of issue? Any kind of self-sabotage, or are you stuck about money, or do you have issues with relationships, or, you know, anger problems, or procrastination issues, or whatever? Do you have any phobias?
Can all that be just one choice? No. Okay, seriously. Seriously. Yeah. Okay, listeners, this is a private session, so turn your head the other way. I want to say that no money, no anxieties and stuff, no. But, you know, my relationship, my marriage, it's a beautiful marriage, but it has challenges, and I like to chalk it up to everybody has challenges from time to time. But I would like to be able to take it to a higher level of personal happiness, you know, because I think that I suffer from like some low grade sexist control issues or something. I hope that that's not true, but that's a description I'll give you just so you can have something to work with.
Okay. All right. No problem. So, first of all, how all of this information came to me was through prayer. I got in the habit of praying for help when I was working with people, and it became a habit, and it was many, many years of and many, many prayers sent up above asking for help for these people that I was working with, and it was just I would just take a moment and it would just offer a silent prayer and ask for help and make that connection. And I believe that as a healer, the healer acts as a go-between, I believe, between God and the person that we're trying to help, see. And so if you don't ask for that connection, then it's just you're just acting by yourself trying to help the person, and it's much more powerful. With God, I believe all things are possible, and that's where this work came from. So what I like to do is take just a moment before I do any work on anybody and just ask for a little help and get that connection with our Father in heaven. So give me just one second here. All right, let's see here, Drew. Now, one of the things that we teach in the emotion code and in the videos and in the book and so on is how one person can work on behalf of another person and how this can be done at a distance, because we're not working with with the physical world. We're working with the quantum world. We're working not with Newtonian physics, but with quantum physics. And we know now that there is no barrier of distance when you're working with energy. And so we found that the human body can set aside its own needs to act on behalf of someone else, and we call this acting by proxy. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be proxy for you, and I'm going to be muscle testing myself and getting some answers from your subconscious mind. So let's ask, first of all, can I act as proxy for you? Yes. Okay. So what that means is, now I'm muscle testing myself. A strong answer, okay, strong muscle is a yes answer, okay? And weak muscle, that means no. So I'm getting a strong muscle on that. That means, yes, I can act as proxy for you. We're connected right now. And so wherever you are in the world, where are you exactly anyway? What state are you in?
Illinois.
Oh, you're in Illinois. Okay, I couldn't quite tell from your sight. Okay, so here we go. Let's ask, is there a trapped emotion that that we can release from you right now that that will help you with your relationship? And the answer right there is actually no. Now, I think that probably what that means, what I'm kind of intuiting here in your case, is that you have something that we call a heart wall. So let me ask, do you have a heart wall? And the answer is yes. Okay, so you've got a heart wall. So let me explain really quickly here, short version, what a heart wall actually is, okay? What happens to us is sometimes we experience those emotions that we refer to as heartache, or sometimes we feel like our heart is going to break. And when we're feeling those kinds of feelings, that's a physical sensation. It's when you're feeling deep grief or hurt or loss, and that is really an assault on the deepest part of your being. It's like your heart itself is being wounded when you're going through that kind of thing. And if you feel that kind of sensation more than a couple of times in your life, your subconscious mind will put up a wall around that heart to protect that heart from being totally broken. And we used to believe, you see, that the heart was just a pump. And if you go to medical school now, that's what they'll tell you. The heart is a pump, et cetera, et cetera. But we believe now that the heart is actually a second brain. We find that when we measure the heart's magnetic field with new devices, new very sensitive machinery, we can detect the heart's magnetic field, that it extends out from the body up to 12 feet in diameter. And that heartbeat, we believe now, is a means of communication to every cell in the body. And the cells in the body obey the heart's communication. And they've also shown that if you're feeling feelings of love or affection for another person, your heartbeat will actually appear in the brain waves of that other person. Think about that.
That's wow.
Yeah. Now, heart transplants are interesting because when we started doing heart transplants back in the 60s, people would come back sometimes and they would say, you know, I've inherited with my heart, I've inherited memories of things that places I've never been, and now suddenly I like Snickers bars where I didn't before, or suddenly I'm a man, I've gotten the heart of a woman, and now I love shopping where I didn't like to shop before. Or now suddenly I like classical music because I received the heart of a concert violinist. One of the most amazing stories that I ever read about was a 7-year-old girl who had recurring nightmares about being killed after receiving the heart of another child who'd been murdered. And her descriptions of the murderer as well as the murder weapon helped lead to the arrest and the conviction of the killer. Think about that.
Wow.
Yeah, so we believe now, that the heart is actually a brain. Now, see, the ancient peoples understood this somehow, and they believed anciently that the heart was the seat of the soul and the core of our being and the source of our love and the source of our creativity. And in the West, we've always poo-pooed those old notions, and we've just said, well, that was just quaint. They were idiots, basically. But it's not true. Now we're understanding that they were right. And so, but sometimes what happens is we feel like our heart is going to break. We're so sad, or we're so hurt, or we're so grieved. And when those feelings happen to us and we feel like our heart's going to break, if that happens more than a couple of times, the subconscious mind will take trapped emotional energies and it will build a wall around the heart to protect the heart from being totally broken, and it's called a heart wall. And when this heart wall is there, it interferes with your ability to give and receive love and feel good emotions. It contributes to feelings of isolation, creates depression, will interfere with your success, and it's really an amazing thing. But that's what's going on with you, and that's what's interfering with your relationships. Let me tell you, I got an email today from a woman, and here's what she said. This is just today. This woman said, "Dear Dr. Brad, I'm writing to thank you for the amazing changes the Emotion Code has made in my life. I've always believed that God knows us intimately, and in his own time and in his own way, he will bring about a solution to our problems. I had felt blocked for a long time with certain problems when some friends of mine introduced me to your book. As I began to study, I felt it was the answer to my prayers, exactly what I needed when I needed it. For a long time, I'd had a problem with low self-esteem, and when this was revealed and removed through the Emotion Code, I felt completely different about myself. I was able to look in the mirror and actually like what I saw. There was also a long-standing problem with my husband regarding our sexual relationship. I found that the reason behind this was the experience of one of my female ancestors who had been sexually abused. When this was revealed to me, she actually appeared to me, and we cried together." That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
"I think there are many people suffering with this kind of hidden history. Since this emotion was released, my husband and I have been able to work on our relationship with much greater serenity without the shadows of the past. Another major obstacle I suffered with was my own heart wall. This had been erected over many years as a reaction to many difficult life experiences, including abandonment and heartache and betrayal and longing for love. As a mother of four children, I simply had to keep going, and the only way of doing this was by stifling my emotions to the point that I was not able to cry anymore. When each brick of this wall was dismantled, I was finally able to cry again, something I had not been able to do for years. This made an enormous difference in my life because I was able to let go of my pain. I really feel a different person now from the person I was just a few months ago. These are perhaps the most significant changes that I've experienced, and I thank God that I've been able to change, as I thank God also for your healing work and the profound faith with which you have blessed so many people. Thank you. Okay. Anyway, so I wanted to share that with you. That just came in today. I get emails every day from people all over the world whose lives are changing from this work. But let's ask this question right now with you. We know you've got a heart wall. We're connected up energetically. I'm acting as proxy for you. Can we release a trapped emotion from your heart wall right now? And the answer is yes. Okay, so here we go.
Good. That's
let's
good
see
news.
What this is. Okay. Now, I have a list of emotions here in the Emotion Code, and it's divided into two columns and six rows. And so watch how quickly we can eliminate and figure out what emotion this is. I have no idea what this is, neither do you, but your subconscious mind knows exactly what it is, and I'm tuned into that, so let's find out. This trapped emotion, this first trapped emotion that your body is going to let us release here from your heart wall, is it listed on our chart here in column A? No, okay, so that eliminated 30 emotions. We have 30 left. Every time we ask a question, we drop half the list, okay? So this next emotion is in column B. Well, to divide that by two, we'll ask, is it in one of the odd rows? And the answer there is yes. We just got rid of the even rows. We got 15 emotions left out of 60. Is the emotion in row one in column B or row three in column B? It's in row three. Is the emotion confusion? No. Is it defensiveness? No. Is it grief? No. Is it self-abuse? Yes. This emotion is self-abuse. Now, self-abuse is typically from bad internal dialogue, you know, where you might have berated yourself about something that you did wrong, calling yourself an idiot, hating yourself maybe. That's the kind of thing that usually creates this, okay? So I'm sure that you've never done anything like that.
Right? Wrong. Wrong.
Okay.
No, I'm guilty.
So let's ask if we need to know more about this emotion, and the answer is yes. And what that means is, and again, remember, I'm muscle testing to get these answers, and that was a strong answer. And anyone can do this. There's nothing magical about me doing this. We've got people all over the world doing this now, but and doing it at a distance, I might add. But this emotion, we need to bring a little bit more to conscious awareness about this. Your subconscious mind wants a little more. It wants us to dig a little deeper. So let's ask when this occurred. How old are you right now, by the way?
47.
Okay. So let's ask, did this occur earlier than age 20? No. Did it occur between 20 and 30? No. Between 30 and 40? Nope. 40 to 45? Nope. Around 45, 46? Okay. 47. So within the last 6 months, well, I would say sometime within the last year, but I think not so much within the last 6 months, but sometime around there. These are accurate generally within a year, plus or minus. So if we find that a trapped emotion has occurred at age 20, it's usually either 19 or 21, but it's probably 20, okay? But there's a little bit of variation. So sometime within the last year, does any kind of event come to mind, anything that you were upset at yourself about that might have created this?
What, baby? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, my wife is here to help me. Actually, it did. I moved to Illinois, and it was about 6 months ago, and I didn't want to move, and I left behind people that I cared about in the other place that I moved from, and I really didn't want to move, but my wife made me do it. It's your fault. Okay. Yeah, that is great. That's really accurate.
Okay, so let's ask, is that what created this emotion of self-abuse? Yeah, so you were apparently kind of hard on yourself about some of that. And that emotion was powerful enough that it got stuck in your body and became incorporated into this energy wall around your heart. So do we need to know more about this now? No, we don't. So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to take a magnet. Now, you can use your fingertips if you don't have a magnet. You can use any kind of a magnet. I'm using a magnet made by the Japanese wellness company Nikken right now, but you can use any kind of a magnet. Even a fridge magnet will work. And I'm going to pass that magnet over my forehead. I'm going from my forehead over the top of my head to the back of my neck once, twice, three times. And that's all it takes to release the trapped emotion. That's how easy this is and how simple this is. And this is why little kids can do it, and anybody can actually learn to do it. So let's ask now, did we release that emotion of self-abuse? And the answer is yes. Now, Drew, what I'd like you to do right now is just kind of tune into your own self here and just notice what you're feeling. Just kind of tune in and notice if you're feeling anything happening there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people do.
Yeah, I feel cooler. It's like my body temperature is lowering, and that's about all I notice. I mean, but I'm not that aware. It took my wife to remind me that something traumatic happened to me in the past 6 months. Like, I don't think I was there, but I was there. So yeah,
amazed. Yeah, it's always great if I'm working on a guy. If his wife is there, she's the one that always knows what's the women are always they know, the wives know, husbands don't a lot of the time.
Feel cooler.
So that's awesome.
I feel cooler. I feel relaxed, and my stomach
good.
Is starting to hurt.
Now let's ask.
Yeah, my stomach is starting to hurt. Like, it's getting tense. I'm getting a tension in my stomach. I think I probably got multiple layers. You would probably need a team, and you know, like a couple days to work on me because I'm pretty special. But I only got a little more time left with you because
I know
my understanding.
Well, let me just...
an hour. I wanted to know if maybe after you get done talking, if maybe you'll have time to do maybe one more person.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have
if you've
to.
Got the time, yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Fine. You bet.
I got plenty of time. It's up to you. I actually did, my wife went and grabbed us a magnet, and I did the magnetic move right along with you. And,
okay, great.
And so we're going to do this, and I'm hopeful. That's the main thing that I got is hopeful. Because
well, let's see if you still have a heart wall. You do. So there's more work that needs to be done.
We need to take a real serious look in the mirror and ask ourselves, you know, how true is my truth? And on that note, I want to bid you all a wonderful Monday night, and I want you to stay tuned to Drew Pillow Radio. We have some really awesome shows lined up for you this week. Let's see, some of the shows. What do we got? Oh, Wednesday night, we got the Communication Station starring Abigail Lynn and Drew. That's me. Also, Thursday night, Soul Radio Soul Train rolls through your favorite neighborhood, and also on Saturday night, Radio Soul Train. Next Monday, brace yourself, we have the author of The Matrix and The Terminator. Her name is Sophia Stewart, and she'll be our special guest. We'll be interviewing her and talking about her story. That's it from me, Drew Pillow, Center of the Universe. Much love to all of you. Have a great Monday. Peace.